Greetings and welcome to The End, last week, this week, and next week, the podcast companion to The End, the weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I am your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 39th, highlighted 7 shows in the season finales and finished series section, and 2 of them wrapped within the last week. How It Ends, a dramatized mystery from How It Ends Studio, published the season 3 finale today. You can listen to all 42 episodes in just over 22 hours. Tales from the Low City, a narrated post-apocalyptic fantasy from Dom Guilfoyle, reached the finale of the first season on May 26th. You can listen to all 8 episodes of the first season in just over 3 hours.
This week.
With every issue, I make 2 recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. Up first is Jump Leads, a dramatized sci-fi comedy from Ben Padden. Jump Leads started life as a webcomic, and Ben and crew worked hard to bring some of those comic aspects into the audio experience. Listen to this trailer for a preview of just that.
Policing an infinite expanse of ever-growing parallel universes is no picnic. You'll have to prepare for every possibility.
Cows? No, not cows! Not cows!
As well as every implausibility, is this...
a church full of robots? Yes.
Okay, I may need a minute to process that.
And more than a few impossibilities.
Dinosaur!
T-Rex!
Yes!
With a knife.
I'd noticed.
You must be Llewellyn. I've heard about you.
He's been repeating these exercises for the last 4 years.
I'll give it another year before I drop out and get a job in a telephone call center.
Which means you must be...
Cadet Beanie, sir? We should get out there, explore strange new universes, seek out new life forms and civilizations.
Eventually, yes!
No time like the present.
There's plenty of times like the present.
Help me, please! They're trying to...
They vaporized him! We were supposed to rescue that man, and they killed him! Is that considered a failing, Mark?
I think passing this exercise has taken a bit of a backseat to... I don't know... not dying!
No one notices the cleaning stuff, see? I've been around, learned things a man ought to know about a place like this!
Jump Leads, a sci-fi comedy audio play series, launching this spring at jumpleads.zone. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Isn't this exciting? I'm excited.
Oh, absolutely. I haven't been this excited since I went to my grandmother's funeral.
The first season of Jump Leads is freshly available and can be enjoyed in about 3.5 hours. Season 2 is slated to start in April of next year. And speaking of working hard to get the audio just right, my next recommendation is Forest 404, a dramatized environmental thriller from BBC Radio 4. Forest 404 is more than just a story. Each episode has 2 bonus tracks available, one talking about the real science behind the fiction, and the other, a soundscaping track that's incredibly peaceful. It makes for a fun listen, and here's the trailer.
Forest 404.
An environmental thriller for BBC Sounds.
I'm so sorry for what I did. Honest.
Meet Pan.
Pan.
Jorva Panfrey, yes, Mimical.
Yeah, pleased to make your acquaintance, Pan.
She lives a few centuries from now.
So go on. Guess what happened next?
The cataclysm.
More stupid.
Pan.
After a data crash that wiped out most records of life from before the 23rd century.
We call it the slow times.
Tell me about the slow times, dear.
Winters was still cold as you like. The USA still had people in it.
Anything after the world we live in...
shunk.
That's the fast times.
So when she finds an old recording from the 21st century... of a rainforest, she has no idea what it is. Sumatra.
Orangutans, whistling thrush, cicadas.
Because forests, flies, buzz, the microphone
no longer exist.
I was right.
I feared Pan might lead me somewhere.
It was happening.
Unethical.
No. I will remember.
I will remember.
You can't stop this noise.
Forest 404. Nine-part thriller, nine-part talk, nine-part soundscape.
Forest 404.
Starring Pearl Mackey as Pan.
Tanya Moody as Daria.
And Pippa Hayward as Thea.
With theme music by Bonobo.
Could just shoot you again, I says.
Well, at least that would break the tension. Yeah.
Yeah, she laughs at that.
And then went quiet.
Subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
Subscribe now.
Pan.
Forest 404.
If you listen to just the 9 story episodes, you can listen to all of Forest 404 in about 3.5 hours. Or listen to all 27 episodes for the full experience. That'll take you about 6 hours.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has one entry in the new season's coming soon section, but it doesn't start for several weeks, so I'm instead reminding you that trailers for the first 2 shows mentioned, How It Ends and Tales from the Low City, have been placed at the end of this audio file. So as soon as I sign off, keep listening to hear those other trailers. Speaking of which... And that's all for this episode of The End last week, this week, and next week. For these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 39th issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. How It Ends.
My name is Micah Jones. I live in Providence, Rhode Island, and I've never made a podcast. I moved here for college and just never left. That was 15 years ago, maybe? Life's been pretty normal until the past year. Now, things seem off. So for as long as I can remember, I've suffered from unnerving recurring dreams and night terrors. And a while back, I started seeing a therapist, Billy, to work some of that out. But, my inability to sleep the night through or to sometimes sleep at all are often topics for discussion. My nightmares have been getting worse. In our last session, Billy suggested writing my dreams down, which they've done countless times before, but I've always avoided it. This time I agreed. But I didn't want to write them down, so I decided to record them. And the first dream I recorded is this recurring dream that I've had since I was a kid. It used to come maybe once or twice a year, but now it's almost weekly. And it's always the same. I'm walking in the woods on a trail that feels familiar, but I don't know where I am. I'm looking around and listening to birds crow overhead. There's water in the distance, and everything seems calm. Calm until the moment when an overwhelming feeling of being watched makes it hard to breathe. I almost always wake up screaming, and I can never get back to sleep. My friends Devin and Elliot came in while I was recording that dream. And I had to explain why it seemed like I was just talking to myself, which led to a reluctant and awkward conversation about how distant I've been and what's been going on. But after a while, they convinced me that if I was going to do this, maybe doing something creative with it might make the whole situation better. So... here I am. I decided I'm going to document parts of my life as well as some of my therapy sessions with Billy. with some help. Devin's a tech whiz with access to recording equipment, and he said he'd take the lead on putting it together. And Elia made me promise that I'd let her read my tarot cards periodically, you know, to see what the universe has to say about my life. As for me, I just want to figure out why this is happening to me. I'm always so exhausted, and lately, it's sometimes hard to tell what's real and what's not. I don't know where this journey will take me, so follow along, I guess, as I try to uncover the meaning of my dreams and finally get some sleep. This podcast will be an exploration of daily life and then the imprint that it leaves on our memory and consciousness. My memory, my consciousness. That dream I mentioned, the one that I've been having for years, I wake up before it ends, every single time. So welcome to the How It Ends podcast.
How It Ends, a dramatized mystery from How It Ends Studios, has reached the finale of the third season. Tales from the Low City.
Deep below the surface of a poisoned world, a dead and desolate place long abandoned, there is life. The Low City, a simple name for something so significant, is the last known bastion of civilization in an empty land. Place where the remaining people of what once was must struggle together to survive, and perhaps more. Their forms are varied, their societies all but incompatible, their futures bleak. Hot and cramped and utilitarian, the Low City is not a place of beauty. Its people will never again see a blue sky above their heads. Feel the cool breeze on their skin, those who have skin. They live in a world that will always be less than it once was. And yet, they struggle on. Because, if nothing else, struggling on is what people do. Let me tell you about them.
Tales from the Low City, a narrated post-apocalyptic fantasy from Dom Guilfoyle, has reached the end of the first season. That's it for all the trailers. Once again, I'm Evo Terra for The End. Cheers!